Universal censorship, the Planck scale. Imagine holding a magnifying glass over a leaf, revealing tiny insects invisible to the naked eye. Push further with an optical microscope, and living cells or larger bacteria come into focus. Go deeper still with an electron microscope, and small bacteria or even viruses appear, worlds within worlds, each smaller scale unveiling new wonders. Science has always progressed by zooming in, breaking reality into finer details. But what happens when we reach the smallest possible scale, where space and time themselves refuse to be divided? Welcome to the Planck scale, the ultimate frontier where our magnifying tools hit a cosmic wall, and the universe seems to say, no further. This essay explores that boundary, not just as a limit of physics, but as a profound puzzle about reality itself. Fundamentals of Planck physics. The Planck scale defines a regime where quantum mechanics, gravity, and relativity converge, potentially revealing the fundamental structure of space-time. Derived from three constants, Planck's constant, H1.0545-7181-7 × 10⁴J·s, the gravitational constant, G6.67430 × 10⁻¹⁰ m³kg⁻¹⁰s² and the speed of light, C2.99972458 × 10⁸ m/s, the Planck scale yields characteristic quantities. Planck length. $L_P=\frac\SQRT\frac\frac\bar_gc³\frac\approx 1.616255\(×10⁻⁻²)\text_m$. The scale where quantum gravitational effects dominate, potentially setting the smallest meaningful spatial interval. Planck time. $T_P=\SQRT\\frac\\frac\\approx 5.39127\(−44\text_s$). The time for light to traverse the Planck length, a possible minimum temporal unit. Planck energy. $D_P=\SQRT\\frac\\e^c^5g\(1.956\(×10⁻⁹)\(j\(approx 1.22\(×times^10⁻⁹)\(19)\(text_gev$). The energy of a particle with a de Broglie wavelength L_P, where quantum and gravitational effects are comparable. These quantities emerge naturally from combining quantum mechanics, H, gravity, G, and relativity, C, suggesting a fundamental limit to spacetime divisibility and physical processes. In the Planck epoch, T10⁴³s, when the universe was compressed to L_P, all forces, gravity, electromagnetic, strong, weak, were likely unified, implying that the Planck scale, tied to G, may not fully describe the fundamental dynamics. A theory of everything, too, such as string theory or loop quantum gravity, LQG, is needed to clarify the true scale and interactions. Space-time quantization, a discrete universe? The Planck scale suggests that space-time may be quantized into discrete units, challenging the continuous manifold of general relativity, GR. Several theoretical frameworks support this. Loop quantum gravity, LQG, proposes space-time is composed of discrete spin networks, with minimum areas, L_P², and volumes, L_P³, implying a pixelated structure. String theory assumes a continuous background but introduces a string length, L_S₁₀⁵m, which may limit resolution, mimicking discreteness. Causal set theory models space-time as a discrete set of causally related points, with the Planck scale as a natural cutoff. Holographic principle suggests the universe's information is encoded on a 2D boundary, with a finite information content of 10^(1²²) for the observable universe, consistent with a discrete structure. Quantization is implied by the Planck scale's finite scales. Probing lengths L_P requires particles with wavelength λ_L_P, or energy EHC/L_P, 1.956 × 10⁹J. At this scale, quantum gravity may enforce discrete spacetime units, akin to pixels in a digital image. However, in the Planck epoch, with forces unified, the Planck scale's relevance, based on G, is uncertain, and a TOTHE might define a different fundamental scale. The Universe as a Simulation, Pixels Beyond Perception. The quantization hypothesis aligns with the simulation hypothesis, which posits our universe as a computational simulation running on a higher-level supercomputer. In physics, simulation software like COMSOL, space and time are discretized into a mesh of nodes, delta x, delta t, with physical interactions computed at these points. Similarly, the Planck scale could be the universe's computational grid size, delta xl underscore p, delta tt underscore p. Resolution comparison: the observable universe, radius 10 squared 6 m, would require tilde 10 squared 6 slash 10 dash cubed 5 cubed 10 superscript 1 8 cubed spatial nodes if discretized at l underscore p. This naive 3D estimate vastly exceeds the holographic bound of 10 superscript 1 squared squared bits, which limits information to a 2D surface, for example, the cosmic horizon. This gap highlights the efficiency of a holographic simulation, where 3D phenomena are encoded in a lower-dimensional framework, making the finite computation idea striking. Apparent continuity, a Planck scale grid, L underscore P10-cube5m, appears continuous at observable scales, 10-superscript18m, like a high-resolution display. Inflation stretched the universe by 10 squared 6, diluting any granularity. Planck epoch, with forces unified, the Planck scale may not be the true resolution, but it's a plausible proxy. The simulation's initial state could be a Planck-scale grid of nodes with energies E underscore P, governed by a toe-defined unified force. The black hole barrier, a self-censorship mechanism. Probing the Planck scale to reveal its pixels requires a particle accelerator producing particles with wavelengths tilde L underscore P, or energies 1.22 times 10 superscript 19 GeV. This is fundamentally limited by the black hole barrier, which is not merely an engineering constraint but a principle of physics. Gravitational collapse, an energy of 1.956 times 10 9 J, mass me slash c squared 2.176 times 10 dash 8 kg, concentrated in a region tilde L underscore P, has a Schwarzschild radius. Dollar. R underscore S equals backslash frac 2 gmc squared, backslash approx, backslash c dot. 6.67430, backslash times 10 to the power of minus 11, backsli dot. 2.176, backslash times 10 to the power of minus 8, 2.99792458, backslash times 10 to the power of 82, backslash 3.23, backslash times 10 to the power of minus 35, backs, backstem, backsim L underscore P. Dollar. The resulting black hole's event horizon obscures the structure, as no information escapes. This is a self-censorship mechanism. Space-time curves to hide its own fundamental nature. Heisenberg uncertainty. Resolving delta xl underscore p requires delta ph slash l underscore p, implying Planck scale energies that trigger collapse. Quantum gravity. At l underscore p, space-time may be a quantum foam, defying classical probing. The unified force in the Planck epoch suggests a toe-the is needed to define the true scale and interactions. In a simulation, this barrier could be a deliberate safeguard, ensuring the grid remains hidden, akin to a game engine preventing pixel-level zooming. The superlens, a hypothetical hack. Superlenses and hyperlenses bypass the optical diffraction limit, 200 nanometers for visible light, by exploiting near-field evanescent waves, achieving resolutions of 10 to 60 nanometers. Could a superlens-like approach for high-energy particles in an accelerator probe the Planck scale? Superlens mechanism. Optical superlenses use negative refractive index materials to amplify evanescent waves, which carry sub-wavelength information. A particle-based superlens would manipulate high-momentum components of a particle's wavefunction at energies 10 superscript 19 GeV. Challenges. Energy gap. The LHC probes 10-superscript 19 m, 13 TeV. 16 orders of magnitude from L underscore P. A superlens-like improvement, 1020x in optics, is insufficient. A 10 superscript 1/6-fold leap is needed. Material absence. No materials exist for manipulating Planck energy wave functions. A 2 might hypothesize exotic structures, for example, quantum gravitational fields, but these are speculative. Black hole barrier. Even with a superlens, Planck scale energies trigger collapse, obscuring the grid. Potential. A Teague could enable superlens-like techniques, such as using quantum correlations or unified field excitations to extract subplanck information, but we're far from theorizing such methods. Indirect signatures of Planck scale discreteness. While direct probing is likely impossible, indirect signatures of Planck scale discreteness could provide clues. Lorentz invariance violation. Discreteness might cause energy-dependent photon dispersion and gamma-ray bursts, detectable in timing delays. No violations are observed up to 10 superscript 1 superscript 1 GeV. Cosmic microwave background, CMB, anomalies. Planck scale effects could imprint subtle patterns in the CMB, such as modified power spectra, but current data show no such signals. Interferometer noise. Space-time foam might introduce noise in gravitational wave detectors, for example, LIGO, but sensitivity is far from the Planck scale. These avenues, while promising, remain limited by energy scales and cosmic dilution, offering only indirect hints of discreteness. Philosophical implications, simulation or quantized reality. If discreteness is detected, does it confirm a simulation? Not necessarily. A quantized universe could be a physical reality with a discrete structure, not a computational artifact. The simulation hypothesis requires additional assumptions. For example, a higher-level reality, computational intent, which physics cannot test. Detecting Planck-scale pixels would revolutionize physics but leave the simulation question metaphysical, as we're confined to the system's internal rules. The holographic bound, 10 superscript 1 squared squared bits versus 10 superscript 1 8 cube nodes, suggests a finite computational framework, but this could reflect a physical limit, not a simulation. Conclusion. The Planck scale suggests spacetime may be quantized, supporting the simulation hypothesis where the universe is a computational grid with Planck scale resolution. The holographic bound, 10 superscript 1 squared squared bits, underscores the efficiency of such a simulation compared to a naive 3D grid, 10 superscript 1 8 cube nodes. Probing this scale is thwarted by the black hole barrier, a self-censorship mechanism where spacetime curves to hide its structure. A particle-based superlens, inspired by optical techniques, is theoretically intriguing but unfeasible due to energy limits, absent materials, and quantum gravity. Indirect signatures, for example, Lorentz violations, CMB anomalies, offer hope but are far from conclusive. Even if discreteness is found, distinguishing a simulated from a quantized universe remains philosophical. The Planck scale pixels, if they exist, are likely beyond our reach, possibly by design.